Hi, my name is David, and when I was 21 years old, I left the Catholic Church, and I joined the religion of Islam. And 3 months into being a Muslim, the Jesus that I heard about but never really knew in my life broke into my life in a powerful way, and I could not deny him. And I came back to the Catholic Church, and my life has been changed ever since.
And my name is Noelle, and when I was a teenager, I struggled to find any love in my life. I struggled with a lot of issues with my parents. I didn't have any friends, and I was really painfully shy. I struggled with my self-image. I was very overweight, and I started to cut. I started to get more and more depressed until I started to consider suicide. But then my mom made me get involved in a youth group and go on a youth group retreat. And the speaker at that retreat talked about the suffering of Jesus on the cross in a way that I had never heard before. And through that experience of hearing the suffering of Jesus, it gave me, for the first time, the belief that God really loves me. There's a purpose to my life, and there's a purpose to my suffering. And everything in my life changed that day as well. Not that we haven't had our crosses, but that we had this relationship with God to be able to get through those.
As we're saying our stories, maybe you're thinking about yours. Maybe you've been thrown off your horse. God has had a powerful impact or experience you've had with God in your life. Or maybe you've just been Catholic your whole life, and maybe you even question, like, well, I just come here 65 days out of the year, you know, and I come to the Catholic Church out of obligation or whatever. Whatever your story is, nobody should be in these pews and feel like that I don't know God, or I don't know why I'm here. And Deacon Ralph Poyo is going to come here January 15th to the 18th. And I'm convinced that by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's going to shake the foundation of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And there's going to be nobody left in these pews that's going to not say, I know why God is real.
Sometimes people assume just because if you're involved in the church that you have it all together, and maybe you could identify with one of our stories. I don't think anybody's ever assumed that David and I have it all together, actually. But we have four, you know, crazy little reasons of why we shouldn't come to the mission. But the parish has been so good about trying to make it as possible for as many people as possible to come. There will be childcare, which you can sign up for online. And there will also be dinner. So you can come straight from work here, not have to worry about dinner, not have to worry about what to do with the kids, and come and hear what the Lord has for you. Deacon Ralph Poyo has been a huge influence in both mine and David's faith walks. He is phenomenal. And I promise you, if you make the commitment to be here, you will not go away unchanged and unmoved. God wants to heal you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to love you. He wants you. So invite others as well. It's very simple. Just say, hey, there's a speaker at the church. I've heard he's awesome. You know, come with me. And God will take care of the rest. God will take care of the extra homework, the extra work, the tired kids. He will take care of it, and we trust that to him. So please come, and we look forward to seeing you at the mission. God bless.